Russian rockets are apparently being shot down around Kiev. Ukraine's military claims its air defenses managed to shoot down 44 out of the 50 Russian cruise missiles fired Monday. But it wasn't possible to verify these numbers independently, and authorities admit that several missiles hit their targets, injuring more than a dozen people. Smoke rises above Kiev as several explosions rock the city, reportedly leaving some 350,000 homes without power. The capital's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, says 80% of Kiev has been left without water supplies as Russian rockets damaged critical infrastructure early Monday. Regional authorities in northern, eastern and central Ukraine also report Russian missile strikes. As winter approaches, Russia has been stepping up its attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Officials say besides Kiev, power cuts have also hit the northeastern city of Kharkiv and Zaporizhia in the south. It comes after Russia accused Ukraine of a massive drone attack that damaged a warship of its Black Sea fleet in the port city of Sevastopol in occupied Crimea. Moscow annexed the peninsula from Ukraine in 2014. Following the alleged Ukrainian attack, Russia said it was pulling out of the internationally brokered deal that allows Ukraine to export grain from its Black Sea ports. The move could impact millions of impoverished people, as the region is a breadbasket of the world. However, Kiev said a dozen ships carrying grain still managed to leave ports on Monday. Amid the war and related sanctions against Russia, Norway has become the biggest exporter of natural gas to the European Union, accounting for about a quarter of the bloc's imports. The Scandinavian country said it would tighten its security from November 1st amid concerns about possible Russian sabotage. Following a Nord Stream pipeline leak, Norway has already deployed troops to guard offshore platforms and onshore facilities. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.